I wouldn't want to be on a direct line. I wouldn't want to be on the seacoast with anything. I'd rather be back a block or two and taught them a lesson this way. Some of them built up again, others didn't bother. It's a wreck. Those that didn't build are still sitting there. It was a beautiful coast too, so nice.
Yeah.
I could have gone there last Sunday with my friends. They have a little summer home over there. And so she's going to go soon again, and she said they'll take me next time.
Yeah. When you go a long time without rain, you say you're having a...
Well, we don't have much of that down here. We get plenty of rain. We haven't had rain in about 2 weeks, though, I don't think. It rains out more. We call it east down near Metairie, in that place where the elegant homes are now. They all... When integration started, the white people, the rich ones, went out east, they call it, where Metairie, and they built nice homes, you know, and they're sitting pretty now, and that ruined the cities. That happened everywhere in the South. That's why they're picking on us today. The white people don't want to socialize with the blacks. And you still, look at here, you got to mix with them. I couldn't get a seat just now. One of them got up and gave me the chair to sit down and wait. I said, listen, I got to sit down in one of these chairs. Them are kids around here playing, you know. I said, I'm waiting here, and I'm waiting for somebody. So they got up. They're nice. You got to treat people halfway, and then they go the other halfway with you. And you got acceptance. Of what? They don't worry me. I get along with them. But I hate to hear any radicalism, you know. And they all got that instilled in their minds. Their parents tell them they hate the white people. You hear a whole lot of stuff. There was a map brought out secretly through some society where they were going to take all the South over and ruin it, wreck it, have a black mayor and everything. Well, it didn't happen yet. It's radical white people, too, that gets you stirred up with all that, you know. You can't believe all you hear. But we got the Ku Klux Klan down here, and they got the Minutemen up and around Virginia, and they got some other kind of rangers out west, and the white men will all get together and straighten them out, I think. They can just go so far, you know. Of course, some will get killed over it.
Yeah.
But we're facing that revolution, and now they're making up with Castro. I don't trust him.
Yeah.
He got mixed up with Kennedy. That's a mystery, but President Kennedy got killed through that mess at Bay of Pigs, you know. That was a big political mess. They had our boys over there, and to get the boys back, Castro controlled it, and he demanded $2 million in cash and $4 million in drugs. And Robert Kennedy, the president's brother, was attorney general then, and he phoned into Massachusetts to the Archbishop. Catholic Church is mixed up with it too. He said, could you produce $2 million cash for Castro? I guess so, says the Archbishop. So I think the Kennedys, they're so rotten rich, you know. They control liquor, Irish liquor and all coming in. They got the money. But they love politics. And now Teddy, he wants to run so bad, but his mother's kind of keeping him. He's the last son. He'll get killed yet. So the Archbishop said yes, and I guess they put up the money themselves. And something, what nobody knows, something happened. Kennedy got killed, the presidency. It's a mess. And that's what we got an attorney. It was attorney general down here in Garrison. He's fighting, and he's trying to tell him. And he ain't stopped, but they shut him up all the time. It's a big mystery, political mess. The country's gotten in politics so bad, it's awful.
Were you involved in politics, son?
No. I served at the polls, but that's all.
I know this pin you gave me, I noticed that.
Who?
Louisiana Election Commissioner, I saw that on. I figured maybe you were...
Oh, you mean that, what's his name? I forgot his name. I voted for him, yeah, but no trouble over it. But they cost money to run them campaigns, and these big businessmen bribe them. They give them money,